Hey, all you lovely ladies. Of course, I'm so excited. I just want to jump on and get started. And so I am, as always, just so excited to have you all here with us again today. My name is Leanne Fuller, and I just want to welcome you all to Your Fuller Life. And tonight, I do want to take a minute and just say that my heart is broken right now for a lot of what's going on in our world, in our country, with all of the devastation that's happening around the world, all of the hurricanes that have hit us, you know, what happened in Las Vegas this past week. It's just very heart-wrenching, and I'm just heartbroken for just the state of our country. And my thoughts and my prayers go out to everyone that has been affected by all of these tragedies, to the people affected, their families, their friends. It's such a horrible thing to have to deal with, and it just really reminds me how we just can't control everything around us in this crazy world, but we can control how we react to it. You know, we need to hold prayers and bring us all together stronger and better than we were before. Together, we really can find our true strength and our power in this world. And I just wanted to take you a few minutes to talk to this. I do have a guest joining us shortly. So we're waiting, hopefully, on Audra. But I want to just talk about this a little bit while we do have some time and just say, you know, my thoughts, my prayers go out to you, to everybody affected, whether it is physically, emotionally, financially, and together we should just be holding each other up in our thoughts, in our prayers. And like I said, we all need to come together. And what happens in these times of need, in these times of tragedy, is that's what we do. We are so good at coming together as humans and as people and as women especially. But what I think we need to do is stop waiting for these tragedies to happen and just be together as one and be stronger and build each other up. As women, we are just so much stronger together. So that's what we really need to be focusing on in these times of need and times of tragedy and not in these times. Work together. As women, we have a tendency to worry about competition. We don't tend to work with people that we could work with because we're afraid that if we put ourselves out there and we show our hands, show our cards, that someone else is going to steal our customers. They're going to steal our ideas. So we hold ourselves back and we try and go at this world alone. It's so hard being out there on your own, whether things are good, bad, or otherwise. Life is so much easier if you're working together, if we're working together, if we're building each other up, if we are growing together. So we really need to just encourage each other, reach out to each other. You know, if you have somebody and know somebody that you are aligned with and you could come up with this great project to help yourself, help others, it's a win-win situation. So why wouldn't you do that? Why would you hold yourself back? Why wouldn't you reach out and say, hey, you know, I really have this great idea. I think it'd be perfect. I think together we could hit a home run. Let's try this. Let's do this together. So, yeah, as women, we are so powerful. My past week has been powerful women and women working together and collaborating. Like tonight, again, you know, it's the first Wednesday of the night of the month. First Wednesday of the month. So every Wednesday I have my WBOC program that I am the program director. It's just an amazing networking group of women in Syracuse, New York, and we get together, and it's just so powerful being in this space with women who are doing it. They're making it happen. They're not afraid to reach out. They're not afraid to work with each other. As women, we can really change this world. More of us need to see that, and more of us need to accept that, and more of us need to start taking action to do that. And I truly think we can. We need to stop worrying about competition and start focusing on collaboration. Two of us can do something on our own and not quite make it happen. But if you come together and you work together, you could blow it up. Put your heads together. Build on it. Make it bigger. In light of everything going on, I just wanted to reach out and I wanted to just share that message with you. And I hope it helps. Just knowing that no matter where you are in this world, no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. You don't have to do it alone. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. And if you see someone struggling, reach out and help them. Always means some massive act. It could be something simple. But I definitely want to encourage you to just work together. Build each other up. Grow together. Be stronger together. Be braver together. Isn't it great when you just have that one person you connect with and you can hold each other accountable? And just make it happen. People have the same fears. They can fight those fears together. So don't be afraid to do that. If you need help, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for it. So I know our show tonight is supposed to be boldly say yes to you. And I do want to talk about this. We are having issues. And unfortunately, I don't have Audra with us yet. So we're still working on that. But in the meantime, I do want to talk about that. That is what our show was set out to be. I do want to talk to you ladies about doing just that. Being bold, taking care of you, because you are really the most important person in your life. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. a happy mom is a happy home. Ever let anybody guilt you into otherwise or make you feel bad that you're doing something for you or criticize you because you're doing something for you. You truly are the most important person in your life. So always remember that. I think the beauty of it and the beauty of the show, and I hope you ladies don't mind because this happens in case you listen to my show regularly, you never really know where we're going with it. So we improvise, we make it happen, and I'm here to help you ladies grow. Every week my goal is so that you ladies have something to take away, to make your day, to make your life, to make your world that much better. Bear with me 1 second. I do apologize. I'm so sorry, ladies. But I do want to continue and keep going. And I do want to make this show about that, about boldly saying yes to you. Unfortunately, I don't have Audra with us quite yet. We're still working on that, but I do. That's where we started out. That's what our show is about. So I do want to share that with you. And like I said, you are the most important person in the world. And a lot of us as single moms. I remember the times of being a single mom and being just so, I want to say strung out. I don't know if that's right, the exact right word I'm looking for. But in a way, yes. I mean, I was a single mom. I was working 2 jobs all the time. I always had my own side business. So I was always tired. The last person I ever took care of was myself. I was the last person. I was the last priority. My kids always came first. And that's what we do as moms. We nurture our children. We nurture our families. We nurture everybody around us. Because that's what we, it's our motherly instinct. That's what we do. So it's not really always easy to do that. It's hard to hear somebody say, take care of yourself. Because you don't know how. You don't know where. Where do you find the time? Where do you fit that in? Because you're busy. We're all busy, you know. We get up in the morning, we get the kids going, we get them breakfast, we're running around, we're late, we're fighting, they're arguing, let's go, there's yelling, you know, and it's just difficult to make that all happen, to know that you can make that happen. You can boldly say yes to you. It is possible, and it doesn't have to be. Just like when I was talking about reaching out to somebody who may need just that extra pick-me-up. You know, it's the same thing for you. Take that time for you. Take that 5 minutes and lock yourself in the bathroom to just earplugs if you have to, because I don't know if your kids are anything like mine, they're banging on the door generally. That's it. You, if you don't know where your kids are, either pick up your phone or go in the bathroom. You pretty much find out pretty quick where they are. I know that's how it always was for me. So, okay, maybe locking yourself in the bathroom isn't the best idea because, like I said, they'll probably be banging down the door. But the point being, take that 5 minutes wherever you can and take it for yourself just to think, just to collect yourself, just to take deep breaths. You know, if you're into meditation, just to do something for you. And I know as a single mom, or sometimes any moms, again, by the time we are done giving everything away to our children and everybody else, there's not a lot of money to do for ourselves. How can I do that? You don't have to do anything great. If you can, it is nice, you know, to treat yourself to go get a manicure for $15 or a pedicure for $15. Give yourself permission to do that. To go buy yourself a cup of coffee in the morning. Sometimes that's enough. Sometimes that may be all you need for you. Especially if you've been out of coffee for a while. Or if you haven't had it in a while and you like it. But yes, make sure you're taking care of yourself. So I would really love to hear anybody's comments on saying yes to you and doing for you. So I would love it if anybody wanted to jump on the call with us. The number is 657-383-1577. I would love for you to jump on while we're still working to get in touch and get Audra connected with us. And I would just love to hear, what do you do for you? Because it is really important, and there is no magic taking care of you. There is no specific thing because everybody's different. Everybody's going to want to do something different. Some people, it may be just going for a walk while your kids are at practice. That is something simple. That used to be one of my favorite things to do. You just go for a walk. Get away. Let your thoughts roam. That kind of thing. Because if you're not taking care of you and your needs, everybody in your life is affected. So you really need to make sure that you are taking care of you. Because your kids, so this may sound awful, but I am generally a pretty happy-go-lucky person. Anybody who knows me, I'm pretty positive. I try to stay positive. I try to just be positive all the way around. And what would happen is come home, and as soon as you walk in the door, because you've given it all at work, you've given everything you have at work, because that's what, again, as moms, women, that's what we do. We give our all to everybody but ourselves. So, you know, you spend a long day between one, maybe two jobs, you get home, and it's mom, 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 mom. That's all you hear. And then you have those moments like, mom left. I changed my name. I had many of those moments, believe me. And you just snap. Has that ever happened to anybody? Please tell me I'm not the only one. Because there are times it's like, oh, my poor children. But that's what happens when you don't take care of you. It affects your children and it affects everybody else in your life. Because you get for you. Or anybody else. Because if you don't have anything for you, you've got nothing. Yes, you really need to do that. It's important because everybody hurts if you're hurting. Whether you think it or not, your children pick up on everything you're going through and everything that's going on. Because I know we all try and hide it. We all try and hide the financial problems. We try and hide the emotional problems. You know, we all go through mental illness, emotional problems, financial problems. You know, we oftentimes some of us have that stuff in our past and from our childhood even that we just can't let go of. And that comes out. And our children can see that. When we're hurting, our children can see that. So that's why it's so important to take care of you. If you need someone to talk to, do it. If you need 5 minutes between the time you get done work and time you pick your kids up, take that 5 minutes. They're not going to miss that 5 minutes. Your children aren't going to miss 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour even, if you can swing it. They're not going to miss it if you're happy. Mom makes a happy home. So if you're happy, they're going to be happy. So take the time to really make yourself happy. Important. You really, truly are the most important person in your life, and you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your health emotionally, physically, so you can be there for your children. Because if you're not at your best for you, you're not going to be at your best for them. Kind of want to challenge everybody a little bit. I would like to know, I would like you to pull out a piece of paper and a pen. And I would like you to just write down, I say yes to me. Or I say yes. And I want you to take, and I want you to also take a minute and think about all those little things that you don't ever do that you would really like to do. Little things, big things, I don't care what it is. Just take a minute, put on a piece of paper, I say yes. And just make a list. Start small. So I say yes to getting a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. I say yes to reading that next chapter in that book I've been wanting to read. I say yes to a bubble bath. Whatever is on your list, whatever is on your bucket list, what is on your bucket list? Do you guys have a bucket list? If you don't, you should. Because if you don't ever know what you want, you're never going to get it. So why not? What have you got to lose? I can tell you from experience, I never did have a bucket list. Never would I have even have thought I could have a bucket list because I gave everything to everybody else. What little bit of money I had, I spent on my kids. or, you know, like I said, what little bit I had. It all went on my kids. It never went for me. It's hard for every single penny I ever got. But I never got to do anything with it. And it almost made me bitter. Do you ever just get mad because you just have nothing for you? You have no time. You have no space. You have no money. You have nothing. That's where I was. It was horrible. Finally realized that I could have something for myself. I could say yes to me, even if it's just a little bit. There's nothing better than the first time you can just do something for yourself. If you haven't done it, you really, really need to. Doesn't have to be a grand gesture. So you have your list that says, I say yes. And you have your list of these things you want to do. Doesn't matter if they're big or small or ginormous. I don't know. Maybe you want to go to Hawaii by yourself and chill on the beach. A huge thing? Yes. Does it seem out of reach? Maybe. But will you ever get it if you don't know you want it? No. If you don't know what you want, you're just never going to get it. First, you need to figure out what you want. That list. Start with something small. And tomorrow, I challenge you to do something on your list. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. Again, if it's just a matter of going for a 10-minute walk, if that's what you like to do. I just love having the conversation with people that really don't think they're good at self-love and self-care. Because we all have it in our minds that self-care is this big, grand thing that you have to be doing for yourself every day or you're not taking care of yourself. You know, it's you have to go to the gym for an hour every day and you have to go get your hair done and your nails done and, you know, you have to do all these big things for yourself. And if you're not taking care of yourself. That's not what this is about. That's not what self-care is about. That's not what saying yes to you is about. It's the little things. The little things in life that will take you the furthest. What I want you to do, I want you to focus on those little things. So you're saying yes. You have the list of things you want to say yes to. So now pick the little things. And stop and get yourself a cup of coffee. Or go for a walk. Or read that book you've been wanting to read. Or get a babysitter. Or ask your parents or a friend or another mom for your trading time with other moms. If you have no other options, that's a great option for you. So you have there's always other moms who you can surround yourself with and build that community with. Have you ever heard anyone say it takes a village to raise children? Well, make your village and use it. And one or two other moms or this group of moms, you take turns. So one week you watch their kids. Will they go do something that they want to do? The next week they watch yours. Again, working together, surrounding yourself with people that are good for you, are can have a positive impact in your life. It's huge. So set that up. Set that up with these other moms or family members or sisters, siblings, whatever you have. Set that up with them and take turns. And that way you have time to say yes to you, to do something for you. Because if you don't ever say yes to you, you will be exactly where you are right now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. So look around. Is that what you want? That may not be all bad. Don't get me wrong. Make sure that you are doing for you. So that way you can do these things you want to do. So take that list. I mean, maybe you've got something on that list of finding a new job. You know, so start with the baby steps. I challenge you to say yes to you tomorrow. Do something you want to do for you, no matter how big or small it is. And then build from there. Because when there's a will, there is a way. So sometimes all it is wanting it and knowing that you want it so you know what you're reaching for. It doesn't matter if you are wanting to have a spa day where it, you know, you're on a low budget, you don't have any extra money, and you want a spa day. Well, if you've never really thought about doing for you, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know how much it would, how great it would feel to do that, because you've never put yourself first. You've never actually said, hey, I want to do something for me. So you never would have started putting away a dollar a week or saving your change in a change jar and it being your me jar. You wouldn't start saving for that if you didn't know you wanted that, because you're too worried about everybody else and filling everyone else's needs. So whether it is that little tiny bit of bade, whatever that might be, or whether it is a grand vacation for you. If you don't know you want it, you'll never work to get it, because you're just going to be stuck in that status quo of just doing everything for everybody else, not doing anything for you. You'll just remain stuck there because you can't think beyond that. Because you're not thinking about yourself, which as moms, we're taught not to fish if we want to do something for ourselves. We're taught that it's selfish if we want to have a girl's night out. we're taught that it's selfish to get a babysitter so that we can do something for ourselves. We're judged. In this society, we are labeled and judged as being selfish if we're doing anything for us, but that's not the case. So that way we are in a better place in our minds, in our hearts, and on our souls to do for others. Think about how much happier you are and will be just spending 10 minutes to yourself a day, or an hour, whatever you need, an hour a week. I remember when I had my youngest daughter, all I wanted, so here, this is daughter number 3, and their father and I are in the hospital, and, you know, he wants another, a boy, whatever, wants to try again, you know, and I said, if you can give me one day to myself. This is a time where I wasn't a single mom, but I really still was a single mom. I still raised my kids on my own. I still did everything from morning to night. So my request was once a week, I want the day. You get them up, you put them to bed, and everything in between. Not that I'm not going to be there, but you do the fight and the work and let me enjoy the time. He said, you do that. You promise me one day and I won't get my tubes tied. Because that was a huge thing. I was done. I love my girls. I can't raise any more children on my own without any extra help or effort. So that was the conversation. He went fishing. I went into surgery, had my tubes tied. But that was it. I was taking a stand for me, for my sanity. Did it work? Well, not in the way I'd wanted or the way I thought it was going to work at the time. It took me many, many, many years later to actually start taking time for me. But it was the point I had the thought. I knew I wanted and needed time for me. But I was the only one. The point I'm trying to make is you need to want to do something for you. You need to know that you're worthy of doing for you. You're not selfish for saying yes to you. There's nothing selfish about taking care of you. Self-care is not selfish. You really need to take your list, expand on your list of stuff that you want. You want for you. No matter what it is, how big it is, just throw it down on a piece of paper. Put it out there. Have you ever heard of the laws of attraction? I'm sure most of you have. Put it out there, and what you put out there and what you focus on is what you will get come reality. What you're thinking about, that's what you get. So I really want you to acknowledge that you are worthy of doing for you. You can say yes to you. I want you to give yourself permission to boldly say yes to you. Now, I want you to give yourself permission. Can do for you. You need to do for you. And now allow yourself to do it. So ladies, if you have any last-minute calls or you just want to throw something else in there, you can hop on. We have a few more minutes. The number is 657-383-1577. We did tend to go a little bit off course of what our plans were today, and, you know, that happens. I don't know if you listen, but that does happen quite a bit for us. But it's all in good fun and to bring impact to you. But if you have any questions or if you want to share anything on your list or your story of doing something for you to encourage and empower someone else who is listening, who may need to hear that, please jump on. I would love for you to share that because you never know who your story will touch. My last, in closing, what I want you guys to take away, and I really am serious, I want you guys to make your list. If you didn't do it right now, I want you to make your list. And just put out there, and like I said, start small and grow on it. If you're not comfortable saying any big drastic thing, you don't have to list it, but you can. You can put it out there to the universe. You can let yourself want that. You deserve that because when you want it, you're more likely to get it. Your thoughts truly do lead to what you get. Because what you're focusing on is what you're going to get out of life. Focus on you. Say yes to you. That may mean changing things in your life. Not everybody is going to like that you're doing for you. Not everybody's going to see eye to eye. But that's okay in your life for a reason or a season. Everybody comes into your life just as you need them to. So you can either learn from them and move on, or grow with them. True believer in that. So, ladies, next week, you can tune in and join us on Welcome to Your Fuller Life, Breaking the W-2 Mindset with Vanessa Canterbury, which is going to be great. I'll be setting up the event soon. So please tune in next week at the same time for our show with Vanessa. And I really want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I want to thank you guys for bearing with me in our difficulties. I'm so glad to have you here. In the meantime, ladies, I want you to know that I am looking for some women that are just ready to get out of their own way and come out of the shadows and just shine in their true greatness. You know, if you're really ready to do that, and if you're really ready to say yes to you, to invest in you, I would love to have you apply for a free discovery call with me so that you can see what coaching is really about. See what your true potential is and see what you can do for you. So I invite you all to go to my website. It's lovingyourfullerlife.com, and you can sign up there. And let's talk about your true potential. Let's talk about that list that you've made. What do you got to do to get there and to get what's on that list? Because it can be done, no matter how big it is or how small it is. But you can start by knowing your value. Know that you are worth it. You are worth every ounce of blood, sweat, and tears that you put into you. And when you know your value, those around you are going to know your value. But you're worth that. And when you know how you know your value and know you know you're worth that, you're also going to do away with the people in your life that don't see your value and know your value. So we don't realize that we set the tone of how we're treated. They can only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. So if you don't like the way they're treating you, the way anybody's treating you, at why. Why are they treating you that way? Why are you allowing them to treat you that way? So look at that and really think about how are you valuing yourself that you're allowing them, others, to treat you that way. Because you set the tone for that, believe it or not. So, ladies, I really do. I want you to know your value. I want you to look at that list and start focusing on something on there. So I challenge you tomorrow to say yes to you doing something on your list, something small, something that is feasible for you. And then I want you to take it the next step further, and I want you to start focusing on something bigger and just keep building up to those bigger things, because you're going to find the more you're doing for you, the happier you are, the better your life is going to become for you and for your children. Happy mom makes a happy home. So you deserve to be happy. So start making yourself happy. And if this is something you're struggling with and you're really ready to take ownership and look at this, look at it deep, definitely go to my website, lovingyourfullerlife.com. Schedule a free discovery call with me. It doesn't cost you anything. And I can guarantee you, in 30 minutes, you can start seeing some of these things. You can see your potential. You can see your value. Again, it's lovingyourfullerlife.com. And when you're ready, go there and sign up for a free discovery call. And let's start saying yes to you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for bearing with us. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Until then, You are all in my thoughts, in my prayers. I love you all. Be bold. Be happy. And work together. Together we can do so much. We're stronger together. I love you all. Mwah. Have a fabulous night, and we will talk to you all next week.